Jose Morales, a 77-year-old San Francisco resident, may be evicted from his home of over 40 years. The elderly longtime Mission District resident spoke by speakerphone because of limited hearing ability.
I'm in bad shape, and I want clemency. I want them to postpone this so I can go to the hospital, but they don't listen to me.
But Morales does not see this case in isolation. He feels that he is just an example of how speculative realtors have been able to convert senior housing into more profitable units.
He decided to pursue the Ellis Act, the worst law against the tenants in the world.
Andrew Zaks is a lawyer representing Era and Berg Tellurian, the owners of Morales' rental unit.
My clients have owned this property for several years and seek to occupy it, which is their right as the owners. They are not interested in being in the landlord-tenant business at this point, therefore have terminated Mr. Morales' tenancy.
A lot of the controversy surrounding the case revolves around the Ellis Act, the state law that was used to call for Morales' eviction. Again, Andrew Zaks of Zaks, Utrecht, and Ledbetter.
The Ellis Act is a state law which provides that property owners who decide they do not want to be landlords and do not want to be in the rental business are entitled to remove a particular building, in this case two units, from the rental housing market and to evict the tenants that are living in the property.
Ted Gullickson is director of the San Francisco Tenants Union. Jose Morales was a volunteer at the Tenants' Rights Advocacy Organization for years before he found himself needing help.
Legally, the Ellis Act simply requires that you not rent the units anymore, and if you're selling them as condos, you're not renting them, so such evictions are allowed under the Ellis Act, even though it's sort of a perversion of what its intent was.
California State Senate Bill 464, a measure that has stalled before the California State Legislature, would limit the use of the Ellis Act by speculative realtors. Again, Ted Gullickson with the San Francisco Tenants Union.
So SB 464 was an attempt to get it back to its original intent, to let a longtime landlord go out of business, but not to be used by real estate speculators who are just buying buildings and flipping them for huge profits. Unfortunately, state Senate, the measure fell two votes short of what was needed.
Although the fate of SB 464 will have to wait for 2008, Jose Morales faces a more immediate application of the Ellis Act.
This has been going on for 21 years, since 1986, when this law was created just to protect the senior landlords and the small buildings that wanted to get out of the rental business, but not for every speculator or every multimillionaire to start evicting all the people in San Francisco and all over California.
Jose Morales vows to fight to remain in his apartment of over four decades. That fight may come to a head as soon as this Friday.
Here he comes to try to evict me, and this is not a game. This is a situation where we all need housing, and why should we move if we have paid our rent punctually, and we have done everything right. We're good neighbors, good to the community. Why is this happening to us?